like to welcome everyone to our meeting tonight. Meeting is our forum on Stop the Death Penalty, Stop Jail Expansion. This meeting has been organized and sponsored by a number of activist organizations, Trap Rock Peace Center, the Statewide Harm Reduction Coalition, the American Friends Service Committee, the Massachusetts ACLU, the Massachusetts Coalition Against the Death Penalty, and the International Socialist Organization, and the Campaign to End the Death Penalty. And we are here tonight with this amazing panel of speakers to talk about some of the priorities that are being set in our state right now. For example, as much as $60 million being put into the construction of two new prisons in western Massachusetts, while there's cuts across the board in education, HIV/AIDS programs, and other programs that we want to see supported, not cut, so they can build new prisons. So we have an amazing panel tonight. I'll introduce the speakers before they speak, but first we are really privileged to start with a song. We have Phyllis Prentice, who is a longtime activist and a member of the Campaign and the Death Penalty, who is up from Washington, D.C., and she's going to start us off with an activist song. Phyllis.
I was part of a singing group in the 70s, and I think throughout the movement there's always been music that has brought people together. And I think these days, all the struggles that we're facing, we need to start doing and pulling out people who sing, who are closet singers, who are artists, who are poets, and bring it together with our struggle for justice. I recently read an article by Bernice Johnson Reagan, who actually wrote the song I'm going to sing tonight, which is Ella's Song, which is based on the words of Ella Baker, who was a longtime civil rights organizer. Many of you maybe have heard of her or read about her. And her words could be as relevant as they were then today. But Bernice talked about the fact that they started every meeting with a song in the civil rights struggle and throughout it, and how people were transformed by the music and by that experience of sharing the music with each other. So I'm going to do this a cappella. I want you to join in the chorus. It's very straightforward, but we'll get that experience together, and you'll help me.
We who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes. Until the killing of black men, black mothers, sons, is as important as the killing of white men. White mothers, sons, oh, we who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes. That which touches me most is that I've had a chance to work with people, passing on to others that which has been passed on to me. To me, young people come first. They have the courage where we fail. If I can just shed some light on as they carry us through the gale. Oh, we who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes. The older I get, the better I know that the secret of my going on is when the reins are in the hands of the young. They carry us through the storm. I'm not needing to clutch at power. I'm not needing a light to shine on me. I wanna be one in a number as we rise against tyranny. Oh, we who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes. I am a woman who speaks in a voice, and I must be heard. At times I can be quite difficult. I will bow to no man's word. Oh, we who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes.
That was absolutely beautiful. Thank you, Phyllis.